Joe Fisher joins us now, voice of the
Vanderbilt
Commodores.
Always getting better.
He is, every day. What's up, Joe?
Good morning, guys. How are
His
you?
His spot every day gets better and better. He's never had a bad spot at 655.
Oh, I don't know about that. That sets the bar pretty high.
So how does Vanderbilt's women's team end up in Albuquerque again
Good
this
question.
Year?
I don't know, especially when you're a four seed and you have regionals around in Bowling Green and Chattanooga and places like that. But you'll notice if you look, the women's NCAA tournament is still a little bit different than the men's tournament. And then you have a lot of regionals where teams get to play on their own floor. You know, UConn and Storrs, LSU and Baton Rouge. Where it really gets interesting is a Michigan State is a 9 playing at their own building.
Right.
Where they end up possibly facing a number one seed or an Austin Peay. So that's one of the little quirks of it. I think they like to go to Albuquerque and that they had success there. They went last year, won both games there in Albuquerque to go to the Sweet 16. I don't like it for the fans, obviously.
And Rick Enzel couldn't be too happy because Middle Tennessee's playing Michigan State
right.
and East Lansing. I mean, they get slipped the biscuit. And, you know, here's Tennessee getting a chance to play in Bowling Green,
yeah.
Coming off the season they did. So,
as a 5 seed in Bowling Green, so where the crowd will be entirely, you know, pretty much entirely Tennessee, and so I think that's one of the issues that the women's game hasn't been able to totally address yet. They still, I believe, with the game in a lot of places, they have to still play regionals in sites that are home sites for teams to guarantee really good crowds, and I think everybody understands that, but. You know, if you're somebody, if you're a Michigan, a Duke, it's getting ready to play a Michigan State on their home floor, you're probably not too thrilled about it.
But the travel part of it aside, you look at Vanderbilt's draw, and you got to think they have a pretty good chance of winning some games in this deal.
I think it's the question was going to be, were they going to be a 4 or a 3? You know, and Melly and I talked a little bit about that yesterday, and you kind of have to, you know, hope that you get a decent draw as a 4, and I think they did. I think they don't mind the bracket necessarily. You know, first things first, you got to take care of Western Carolina. You look ahead, Kansas State's an awfully good team.
Yeah, with former Vandy assistant Deb Patterson and Cammy Etheridge. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, so you have that element playing into it as well. And then if you get to the round of 16, you know, there's a good chance you're going to see, you know, a Maryland. You know, I don't know who else is going to end up in there, but in the grand scheme of things, it's not a terrible draw for Vanderbilt. I know they're just chomping at the bit to play. You know, they were playing really well, obviously playing really well in the tournament, and then you get that full week where you don't, you know, play at all because you have to wait for the draw. So the good thing was Melanie said a lot of times those practices aren't very good because you don't know who you're going to play, and she said that's not been the case with this group. They've practiced very well through the course of this off week, and now they can focus their sights on going back to a place where they're familiar and getting ready to play somebody and try to advance.
Joe, we didn't mention the football scrimmage over the weekend. Larry Smith looking good at quarterback. Kennard Reeves,
yep.
Impressive at running back, but a major injury at wide receiver.
Yeah, another one. Justin Wheeler in a non-contact drill, tore ligaments, and you wonder how long that's going to impact him being out of the game. They don't seem too optimistic that he's back anytime soon, and you know, we dealt with this last year, the injury situation at wide receiver. Hopefully, we can get through the rest of the spring without any major issues. But that's certainly a blow. And what that'll do is it'll give some of these young guys, you know, even more reps. You're going to see a lot more of, Terrence Jeffers in there. You're going to see a lot more of John Cole in there, and some of these other guys. Alex Washington's going to get a lot more reps as well. So, you know, you have to make the best of a tough situation, but I sure feel sorry for Justin because had a solid year last year, made some big catches, and I know he seemed to be one of the favorite targets for McKenzie Adams. It seemed like any time McKenzie threw a touchdown pass, it was to Justin, you know, so hopefully he can get ready for the fall, but it's a tough injury.
Hey, Joe, thanks as always. Talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, guys, see you tomorrow.